Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looking for your next great podcast? We live in unprecedented times. To make sense of it, what if you could learn from some of the most influential people on the planet? The podcast Tools and Weapons is hosted by Microsoft's Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Every week, he has a candid conversation with guests, including prime ministers and Pulitzer Prize-winning journalists. The latest episode features Bayer CEO Bill Anderson. Though most of us know Bayer for pharmaceuticals, they're also focused on crop science. They're putting digital tools in the hands of farmers to get the most out of every acre. Listen to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Guardian. Flooding in Germany, monsoons in India, and a historic heat wave in the North American West. Headlines have been dominated recently by extreme weather events. And even though these events might seem unconnected, experts and countless scientific studies point the finger at the climate crisis, meaning these kinds of extreme weather events, including heat waves, are likely to get worse. According to a recently published 20-year-old study, more than 5 million people die each year globally because of excessively hot or cold conditions, and heat-related deaths are on the rise. Which is why this week we'll be exploring extreme heat, what causes it, and how our body reacts to it. In the UK, as temperatures rise, parks are usually filled with people sunbathing, and public transport messages change to include public health reminders of how to stay cool. But what happens when temperatures soar so far beyond what Brits are used to and start to approach 50 degrees Celsius? That's halfway to the boiling point of water. I'm Shivani Dave, and today on Science Weekly from The Guardian, we are focusing on extreme heat. The Guardian's global environment editor, Jonathan Watts, spoke to me before the latest floods in Germany and the monsoon-induced landslide in India. But where else are we seeing these events?
Well, they're appearing all over the place, but the most dramatic example was very recently in Canada and northwest United States, where a heat dome was sitting above the region for a protracted period, and it was trapping the weather inside, the hot weather inside, which had nowhere to go but up. So temperatures rose and rose and rose. And in one place, a place called Lytton in British Columbia in Canada, the national record was shattered. It went up to 49.6 degrees Celsius. That's a temperature that we wouldn't normally see outside of that sort of very hot band in the Earth closer to the equator. It's a sort of a Saharan temperature, but at a latitude very similar to that of the UK and Northern Europe. And it wasn't just this, in this one place. Parts of Washington State and Portland and even further south in the US were affected. So that is the most dramatic and shocking example. But we've also seen records break for June, at least, not all-time records, but records break for June in Helsinki, in Moscow, and even in some parts of Siberia.
So this heat dome that you mentioned, what's going on? Because it gives the impression that it's just a sort of little enclosed area that, like, a bit like a greenhouse.
Yes, to some degree that's correct. It's the weather not moving, but sitting in one place for a long period of time. And this is something that scientists are still examining, but they're concerned that climate disruption, which is caused by human emissions, is not just warming the planet, that there's a possibility that it's slowing some of the circulation of weather systems. So in recent years, for example, we've seen this kind of blocking effect, as it's called, in the very extreme heat waves that we've seen in Europe in recent years. It was seen also in Hurricane Harvey, which hit Texas, I think it was in 2018. And that just sat above the city of Houston for several days. So this sort of stickiness, this stagnation of weather systems is really a concern.
And as John says, this is something affecting countries all around the world, including the North America West.
Temperature records there were not just broken, they were obliterated. The past record, the past national record, all-time record in those countries was smashed by more than 5 degrees Celsius. You know, that is astonishing. That's beyond imagination. And I was speaking to some scientists, climate scientists, earlier this week, and they said until a few weeks ago, we would have said that the temperatures close to 50 degrees Celsius in Canada would have been impossible. The fear is that we've passed some sort of threshold, and that we won't just see temperatures rise gradually, but there could be a few jolts in the future.
It sounds quite worrying, to be honest. What's actually going on?
You know, it is worrying. I think it does need to be stressed that there isn't a consensus yet on exactly what has happened. This matter is being studied with a great deal of urgency. Scientists, like 99% of scientists, agree that the fundamental reason is human emissions, that the human impact on the climate has been very disruptive, and that we're messing around with it in ways that are now becoming increasingly evident. So for sure, the fundamental cause is warming caused by greenhouse gases, which are produced by cars, by cutting down forests, by industry, and so forth. The question is whether there are additional kind of cascading effects or tipping points that is making, you know, one problem makes the other problem worse. And so the problem becomes non-linear. That is the key question. And again, it's uncertain, but let's say scientists are more worried about this than they were a few weeks ago.
In the day-to-day reality for people, it has really dire and terrible consequences. People are dying, people can get really ill. What's happening to us as heat records break?
Global warming, global heating, climate disruption, they are making extreme weather worse and more frequent. But of all of the impacts they have, the biggest problem we are seeing and the most damaging problem we are seeing is heat waves. And this has huge health effects. People are dying, as you've said. At least 500 people died of heat-related deaths in the Northwest Americas in the last few weeks. That's the number of recorded deaths. There's always more than the number recorded because doctors very rarely write heat on death certificates, so it's always a big underestimate. In addition to that, you'll have a lot of illnesses. You'll see a lot of lost work days. There's enormous fire damage because wildfires become more common. And bizarrely, and this shows how the weather is not just changing, it's getting really weird at times, you can have floods at the same time as you have extreme heat, because the extreme heat melts the glaciers in the mountains, which means more water runs down into the valley. So you can get floods at the same time. And this, all of this together has an enormous economic cost that far exceeds that of any other kind of extreme weather. the possibility that large numbers of people will be forced to migrate to escape from extreme temperatures and crop failures and water shortages is very real. By some estimates, it's already underway. You'll have a protracted period of heat. You'll have then drought. You'll have then more likelihood of crop failure. You'll have then more likelihood of people becoming poor or dying of starvation, and then you have more pressure that causes more conflict, and then you tend to have migration away from conflict zones caused by these underlying effects. A few years ago, the World Bank estimated that there would be something like 143 million more climate migrants by 2050 than there are today.
Obviously, we're not the only inhabitants on planet Earth. There are countless animals and plants. What happens to them?
This is an enormous concern and overlooked, I think, by a lot of the coverage of what's happening with the weather and with the climate. The broader trend is that species are being pushed out of their old habitats by a slow warming, by the gradual global heating that's human caused, which is, you know, going up by about, you know, a few fractions of a degree each decade. But that's enormous, and it's really fast in historical terms. But that's the broader trend. But when you get these bursts, these short-term bursts of extreme heat, that creates a whole new set of issues. And as you were saying, quite rightly, insects and, you know, which we rely on for pollination, or worms that we rely on for soil quality in the ground, they cannot escape so easily. And they can get trapped, or they can get they can die in these extreme conditions, which has knock on effects for other species. Birds might be able to migrate, but they will maybe not have the same food sources. And there have been cases reported in Australia a few years ago of mammals, just, I think it was bats, just thousands and thousands of them dropping dead out of the trees in a particularly intense heat wave a few years back.
Obviously, this is an extremely complex issue with lots of different people in play with different ideas and motivations. But what is the way that we can try and mitigate, you know, this extreme situation getting worse?
Fundamentally, it's to change our energy systems. We have lived in a fossil fuel world for 200 years, and that fossil fuel world has created fossil fuel politics and fossil fuel economics, and there is total certainty that this is causing the problem, and that means really making political choices that accelerate the transition. Sorry for drifting a bit away from perhaps the science side of the science podcast, but science, politics, economics, psychology, these are all intertwined in the climate issue, which is the most sort of complex set of challenges our species has ever encountered. The final and positive thing to emphasize is that, yeah, I speak to dozens and dozens of climate scientists, and I would say the vast, vast majority of them say it's not too late and we have the technology to do it.
I think that's a good place to end on something slightly positive, knowing that it's not all doom and gloom and that we've got, you know, some hope out there.
Absolutely. Yes, there is.
Thanks so much for your time.
And thank you too for addressing this subject.
In the next episode of Science Weekly, we will be looking at what happens to our bodies in extreme heat. You can find links to The Guardian's coverage of climate change and extreme weather in the podcast's webpage. If you've got any thoughts, feedback or episode ideas, drop us a message at scienceweekly@theguardian.com. Science Weekly will be back on Thursday, but bye for now.
For more great podcasts from The Guardian, just go to theguardian.com/podcasts.
Looking for your next great podcast? We live in unprecedented times. To make sense of it, what if you could learn from some of the most influential people on the planet? The podcast Tools and Weapons is hosted by Microsoft's Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Every week, he has a candid conversation with guests, including prime ministers and Pulitzer Prize-winning journalists. The latest episode features Bayer CEO Bill Anderson. Though most of us know Bayer for pharmaceuticals, they're also focused on crop science. They're putting digital tools in the hands of farmers to get the most out of every acre. Listen to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith, wherever you get your podcasts.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.